We have to go back in time.
For the final time, Jim Beam racer of Will Davison signals a party for Dick Johnson Racing. First one of his career. What a moment for Dick and the gang.
Will Davison takes race two at Winton.
Yeah. Great to see Dick Johnson there on the fence. Cheering Will across the line. It is Will Davison's day today.
The Super Chief Auto Bathurst 1000 in third place for Jim Beam Racing. Would you please congratulate Stephen Johnson and Will Davison?
Yeah, once again, he is behind the wheel of a DJR Ford, and hopefully he's here and he can hear us loud and clear. Will Davison, have you got us?
I'm here.
Oh, we've got him.
I could hear you the whole time. What are you on about?
Oh. I think you're out feeding the dogs, mate, actually.
Absolutely. They'll feed me, actually, I think.
But yes, Will is, of course, our feature interview. Thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask Mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. Two-time Bathurst winner and, of course, the man that is in the same seat that Dick and Steve once drove as well. Car number 17. Wilbur, first off, how's things, mate? How you been during this weird little period where we've parked up yet again?
Firstly, good to chat, Steve-O, and pretty cool to hear DJs in there with you guys. Been well, as well as can be expected. I think we're pretty darn lucky up here in Queensland. It's obviously hugely frustrating not racing, but, you know, still being able to head into the shop every week and see the guys and, some form of normality up here. We feel pretty fortunate, but obviously now with some dates locked in, you feel the shift mentally and, we're counting down the days now to get racing. I mean, it's going to be a pretty intense 6 weeks to finish the year, but pretty excited. I'm fit and certainly ready to get back into action.
So, mate, some big news through the week, obviously, with Scotty Mack not able to get back from the States and Alex teaming back up with you. It's obviously not the first time you guys have driven together. So that's got to be, you know, a massive mental boost for not only yourself but Alex and the whole family, but and for us or DJ, he can speak more about it. Having someone that's experienced around there, that's done a lot of laps around there, and you guys have, you know, had some great finishes there too. So we're really looking forward to that.
Well, yeah, thanks, Steve. It's pretty exciting to be in the 17. I mean, this year as a whole, I've been saying it all year. See, the number means a lot, but obviously the quality of the team. To be back, you know, in the fold this year is just hugely motivating. I'm just loving every single lap in the car, working with everyone. So Bathurst is fast approaching. I mean, we've obviously all been, you know, waiting to see if it was a possibility whether Scott could get out here. And, you know, it was obviously nice to have the backup plan in place. But obviously getting Scotty here, the three-time champion, was the priority. But Alex has been preparing himself as he was doing the race for months and months. So, he's really fit. He's driven the car. And, for him personally, it is a big opportunity. And I can see the excitement in his eyes. I mean, I've got absolutely no doubting, you know, the speed he'll be able to bring, his experience, his safety around that place. But, you know, by far the best car he's driven in many, many years as well. So I'm pretty excited for him.
Hey, Wilbo, I could see the excitement in your eyes when you had that photo taken beside the Sierra with your brother, which went back many years ago. Like,
it was. I know, right?
Yeah.
No, very, very cool recreation yesterday. Dug out a shot from, I reckon, was it 89 or 90, Dick? I'm not sure, but when I was there in Adelaide next to your 17 Sierra there, and perfect chance to recreate the image in the shop the other day. So, No, I mean, they're all special little things, you know, the family. We're big fans at heart at the end of the day. And, we both don't take the opportunity lightly to be in your famous number, DJ. So we are excited, but it's business, you know. We understand the business of it. But, you know, on the side, the little family element is nice. But, you know, we're just focused on doing the job.
So, mate, give us a bit of a snapshot. Last year, or in the past, you've gone from obviously a 23 red racing Mustang, which is effectively a Tickford prepared car, basically to obviously a DJR prepared Mustang. Was there a massive difference for you? I mean, I know I've sort of chatted to you briefly about this just in general, but it's taken a little while for you to get to understand the car and to understand how to just unlock the speed out of it?
It's all relative, isn't it? I can't believe we're at the traditional Bathurst week now, aren't we? So what are we? October. So it's 12 months. You know,
this weekend.
You know, from the traditional Bathurst weekend. So it's been an absolute whirlwind. I was obviously quite familiar with the Tickford cars, and it was quite interesting that, you know, I had 6 months on the sidelines last year. I didn't sit in a race car from Albert Park Friday when the world went upside down until the Thursday at Bathurst in Cam Waters' car. But, you know, it was quite a familiar car for me. And then the next car I drove was back at Mount Panorama this year in obviously, our car 17 GLB Power Racing Mustang. So it was really interesting. It was a really interesting comparison. At the end of the day, people are saying it's taking us time. It's all relative. Like, we still qualified third and finished podium on debut. So the car's fast. There were differences where you're not 100% acclimatised to it. But at the end of the day, we've been able to get speed out of the car straight away. But to win in this field, as you know, like, it's not just doing a fast lap. It's just having that understanding of, you know, what the guys change on the car and the lingo we speak to each other, because they're such, you know, sensitive race cars with the weather changes and, you know, depending on what sport category we're racing after or qualifying after. It's just knowing how to adapt really quickly and knowing what change to make to the car. And they're the things that take time more so than driving the car. When a car's balanced and set up, the lap time comes relatively easy, but it's just being able to do that consistently, which is the mission. And we're getting more familiar all the time. We've had good pace all year, but just getting that consistency, to start, hopefully backing up some of those pole positions to race.
Hey, Wilbo, but the thing is that I think you've got pretty happy memories from SMP going back from many years.
Was that 2006?
You're not wrong. No, 2008.
2008.
Oh, 2008, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm actually running with that because, to be honest, I don't really have that many great memories from Eastern Creek since I was in a DJR Falcon in 2008.
Well, this could be the moment, mate. This could be the moment.
All these years, here's me saying I'm not superstitious, but I've already convinced myself that, I only go good there in a DJR car.
Well, you've got four opportunities, mate, anyway.
Yeah.
Four cracks at it.
Hopefully I learn it by the fourth one. But no. In all honesty, it's a track that, you need a well-balanced car, that Stevie, the nature of the corners there, long, fast, flowing corners, which is the sort of place that rewards a really well-balanced car and smashes you when you got a bit of a, an imbalance. So, I'm excited to get in this car that I'm driving this year. I'm excited to drive it everywhere, to be honest. But, I think it'll be well suited there. So, no, definitely. I'm reminiscing 2008 and, hopefully going to replicate that in a couple of weeks.
Well, you've had 19 career wins so far. You're obviously going for career win number 20. It's been a long time coming, but, you've had a damn solid season so far. Couple of back-to-back poles at Darwin, so many podiums so far and right up there in the championship. You know, obviously sort of forgetting SVG for a moment because he's really got a clear lead on even his teammate Jamie. So, that number 20 is definitely doable with four more races at SMP and then the big one at Bathurst. So, you've got to be pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, listen, I'd be lying if I said, we've had this break to reflect on, the year to date, and I'm personally satisfied with the year to date, but now it's at the point, if I wasn't able to get some victories by the end of the season, I'd be disappointed. But what I always say is you've got to put yourself in a position to win races consistently, and if you do that, you'll start picking up the wins. So now I think I've done that a lot, and I'm 8 podiums and a couple of missed opportunities. So now I can't really run with that motto anymore because I've put myself in, winning positions a lot and haven't been able to quite grab one. So, we've got to start trying to capitalise. And, at the end of the day, though, we're there. We're thereabouts all the time. We're qualifying well. The car's just exceptional in qualifying. It's so much fun to drive in qual trim. And we're quick in the race, but obviously, as you say, SVG's just been on another planet in race trim. So we're working on it. We're getting closer. And, yeah, there's a couple of results that could have gone either way, you know, so I don't overthink it too much. You know, we've had a couple of polls. I just missed the start in Darwin, a couple other ones, which, you know, very easily at the blink of an eye, we could have been, you know, on the top step. So, you know, we'll just keep doing what we're doing and, you know, it'll come.
And you know, obviously touching on SVG there, mate, I mean, between him and Jamie, they've had 12 wins between them. But eight of those, you've been right on the hammer. You've probably been one of the most consistent of the non-T8 cars. And
he's the only one outside of T8 that has been on that podium more times.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, you know, that, and I think that reflects highly in your position in the championship. You know, you've had that solid run. You haven't had any DNFs. You know, yeah, you had a bit of an average run on the first, I think the first race at Sandown where you're sort of P22, where you had that few issues, but everything else has been right up there in the top 10. I think you've had 9 podiums. So it's been a very consistent, very solid year for you if you take the Red Bull cars out of the equation.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think it's, you know, pretty much nearly every event besides Sandown, we've had a podium this year. So like you said, the Sandown one, you know, I'm not one to look back and if buts and maybes, but even that 22, we were in a P5 position. I got, you know, run through the grass and we had overheated the engine, so we had to stop for all the gunk that went in the splitter. So it's sort of little things like that. I'm only, you know, 1 point off Chaz, I think 8 points off Cam. So effectively, the third in the championship's, you know, nothing. Jamie's not that far ahead in second either. So anything's possible. And, yeah, you got to walk before you can run. I mean, Jamie and Shane, they got continuity. You know, they hit the ground running and between us, you know, it's been a bit of settling in, but I think we've been settling in well. Like, we're not making excuses, but you can't just get in and trump those guys just, you know, straight away. I mean, it's a big effort, but, you know, we're certainly putting the pressure on.
Well, gee, mate, we're just wondering who's going to be boss of the house shortly, the way Rihanna's going to... Yeah. Do the SAS bit, and you were going to be fitting around in a supercar, for God's sake, you know.
Exactly. Oh, it's a worry, isn't it? It's a worry.
Yeah, how did that come about, Will? Like, what on earth happened there?
Don't ask me. That's just Reece. She can't sit still. I mean, I don't know. What, 1 minute she's off doing Ironmans, and she's, I'm heading off to SAS. No. In all reality, she works hard. There's never a dull moment with Rihanna. She loves a challenge, and this is right up her alley for sure. So I'm proud of her. It's going to be a full-on experience for her. So, sure she's going to be full SAS spec.
It certainly will, mate. And how long is she away for? And you're not together for how long?
Exactly. No, it is. It's going to be months. So with, you know, with everything going on between, you know, that for her, and then by the time we hit the road, we're going to be in different parts of Australia.
She's going to have a runny nose by then, mate, I can tell you.
Amongst many other things, I reckon.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If we were a bit 50-50 in who was the boss of the house up until this point, I can tell you what, I know who's going to be boss of the house after she comes out of that SAS show, let me tell you.
He actually asked me today how to work the washing machine, for God's sake. Oh, no.
Well, you'd be proud of me because I've put 2 loads of washing on, I've cleaned the house, I had the gurney out today, you should have seen me. I actually even cooked myself tonight. I mean, I wouldn't say it tasted that flash, but...
Uber who?
Anyway, yeah. Oh, no, that was last night, the night before, that. But, I had a crack on the Spanish tonight in the kitchen, so didn't burn the house down, so we're going well. So,
oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Dear. So, yeah, it's obviously going to, you know, it's been trying times the last couple of years, and whoever would have thought this year is probably harder than last year for many people around the country. So, for you guys to just be able to get the season done is going to be a big relief, and hopefully we can get to the point where we can have a somewhat semi-normal season for everybody next year, whether it be travel or work or sports or whatever it is, because I'm sure that you know, everybody, especially guys and girls from down south, are really sick and tired of what we've all been going through the last 18 to 2 years.
Well, not only that, but, you know, when you consider the fact that, you know, 4 weekends in a row at SMP and then a week off and then Bathurst, and with a test in between for most of the teams, like, our guys are going to be away for, a good, with all this quarantining stuff and all that sort of thing, they're away for 8 weeks. So, you know, that's a pretty big deal.
No, it is, isn't it? It's going to be a full-on venture to the end of the year. But, yeah, it's a huge commitment. I mean, you know, everyone in Victoria and New South Wales, you know, now it's feeling for them. And now there's a big commitment from all the teams to get the year finished off in style. So hopefully this is the end of what we've been through the last 18 months, and next year's a bit more normal.
But you wouldn't change your job for anything anyway, Wilbo, would you?
I certainly wouldn't. No, no, no. I'm excited to go away, believe it or not. Four weekends racing in a row. It's exciting. It's more the all jokes aside. It's just all the guys in the team, you know, wives and kids and all that. You do see the stress it's causing and the commitment everyone's got. So,
We've had all our guys at work every day since this whole thing started. Every single one of them. And it's given us an opportunity to catch up on a lot of things and certainly make sure the cars are well and truly prepared for the next five races.
Yeah, absolutely. I've loved being able to go into the team, just like for me to be a part of the team this year and be 20 minutes or 15, 20 minutes down the road. I mean, I haven't had that for a couple of years. So although this break's frustrating, just still be able to, you know, head up to the shop and, you know, keep what we'd built already in the first 6 months of this year, the relationships going, and just work with the guys. I haven't stopped. So every day I pinch myself walking in there still just to see the level the team operates at and the presentation of the cars. And we're never sitting still. So, yep, it's certainly keen to get racing again.
Think at least we're over the worst of it now, mate. So we'll continue on from here.
40 years since your first win, Dick.
Yeah.
Is that all?
First?
Gee. Yesterday.
I'm just rolling with my superstitions again. So I like the number 40. So.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad. I'm glad I didn't feel like same as the day after from that. I can tell you.
Yeah. You had something different to say 40 years ago at this time.
The 40 year hangover. Yes.
And I hardly even drank then. God.
That just what muscling the thing round for 1,000K? Hard yakka. What was the minimum and maximum stint length back then?
Without a cool suit too, I might add.
Yeah.
Minimum and maximum lap though back then?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we never had any minimum or maximum or anything. Like you could do the whole race except for one lap. That's the way it used to be. Yeah, there was no minimum or maximum.
Well, we did know that Frenchie used to have Vegemite sandwiches in the centre console.
That was, mate, Dad said he would cut up, I promise you, because the XD had a very tall, console in the middle with its, little glove box in there and all that sort of thing. He would cut up these quarts of oranges and put them in there and little quarter Vegemite sandwiches. And he'd have a bit of a munch on him coming down Conrod and things like that because he's always good on the tooth, Frenchie. And because after Bathurst, you just put the car in the truck, you bring it home, you put it in the garage and just leave it sit there. And then a couple of weeks later, you go back down and say, what the hell's that smell? God damn. And yep, it was Frenchie's Vegemite sandwiches and his quarts of oranges that was in the console.
So Dick, are you going to give permission to Will and Alex to have a packed lunch in car 17 then? 1,000?
These cars these days, you're flat out getting in and out of them, having some room to put a Vegemite sandwich, I can tell you. But they'd probably want a caramel latte or something like that.
Hey, easy. Not us. Let's can someone else. Not the driver at 17. There'll be no caramel lattes going on in number 17.
It's just a long black straight up. Yeah. Hardcore.
Vegemite sandwich, on the other hand, we're onto something there.
I think your engineer might have something else to say if you guys snuck in a few sandwiches into car 17. But hey, look, Wilbert, mate. We really appreciate you jumping aboard the driver's seat and. Talking about just from a fan's perspective, especially a fan that lives in Victoria, I cannot tell you right now, even though it is four back-to-back-to-back-to-back rounds at SMP, we're all counting down till the 29th of October. So we appreciate the sacrifices that all the drivers are doing, no matter where they are around the state, because, you know, it wouldn't be fun to sort of live out of a suitcase like you guys do normally, let alone, you know, for a good 2 or 3 months. So we appreciate your sacrifices and we'll all be cheering loud and proud from our couches if we can't make it down there at SMP come October 29.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys, and no, it's going to be awesome. So yeah, same circuit, it's going to be weird, but yeah, each format's going to be really different on and each single event. So it's going to be a new set of challenges each week, and it certainly won't be boring. So bring it on, can't wait.
Like you mentioned, though, you do go pretty well at SMP in a DJR car. So fingers crossed that at least in one of those four times you can do the job.
Yeah, no, I'm sure we will. No, I'm looking forward to it. I reckon the car will be strong. And I was only joking. I've had some decent results. I just haven't won there since 08. So here we go.
This could be the time, mate. This is the time.
Could be the time.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us, brother. And wish Rihanna all the best from us on SAS Australia. And go well at Sydney.
Thank you.
Tell her not to take any crap from those dudes because, you know.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah,
they're
no,
not that
she
tough.
No. Yep. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.